Good afternoon. It's 12:07. This is Midday Matters on WBOY Fort Wayne. I'm Sean Beeter. Very glad to be with you on this Tuesday, May 28th. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. We're talking entrepreneurship on today's edition of our program, and we want to hear from you. If you've started a small business, maybe it's a large business now. If you've given it a go, what lessons do you wish that you had learned before you started? What opportunities do you wish you had known about? Did you get beat up a little bit as you started your business? So what lessons can you share with us? Call us at 800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. I'm Sean Beeter, and with me, that voice you just heard, it's Susan Burns, back for another round. Susan, good afternoon.
I am glad to be back, even though I would have sworn this morning it was Monday, but fortunately I remembered it's Tuesday, and we have a couple of guests that I consider to be really knowledgeable. Steve Franks is an old colleague. Neither one of us is old, but in past days, we worked together at NIC, and now Steve has founded a place called Founders Co-working for creative and business and tech businesses in Fort Wayne. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, or afternoon.
Yes, indeed. And then we also have Shane Arujo, who's with Panzit International, and also starting a new energy-generating place called A Better Fort.
That's right. A Better Fort we've heard from on Midday Matters before. And guys, this is an issue that we come back to occasionally on this program. And Susan, we had seen a Forbes article over the weekend that entrepreneurship, more folks are thinking about it than ever before.
Indeed, all-time high, the article said. In terms of percentages, it said that...
About 13% of American adults are involved in some way in a startup across the country.
Indeed, and to quote the article, I love it when Forbes actually uses adjectives, but a whopping 43% of Americans believe there are good opportunities for entrepreneurship right now.
So we want to hear from you. What opportunities do you see? What opportunities have you pursued? What energy do you see in our communities right here in northeastern Indiana for starting your own business? 800-471-9264. You can always email us at middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. Steve Franks, let's start with you. I want to talk about this energy, this motion we're seeing now. Are you seeing it in the community here in northeastern Indiana? You're tapped into the entrepreneur scene. Are more folks looking at making that big step, taking that leap in business?
Well, absolutely. One of the reasons that we started Founders was somewhat related to this. And if you look at the number of people that are going to be doing independent work, if you will, independent contractors, freelancers, entrepreneurs, people doing startups, et cetera, that number today across the nation totals about 16 million people. If you look at the statistics, that is expected to grow to 65 million by 2020.
But in just a few years away now.
Just a few years away. The reason for that is that the partly generational, but partly it's due to the corporate view that corporations don't see all employees as 30-year and out employees anymore, and use a lot of contract workers and so forth. So people are taking more responsibility for what they do independently. For a co-working space like ours, that's the exact model that we play into. And for the entrepreneurs that we're all here talking about today, again, the exact same model plays right into it.
Shane Arujo, I'm sorry, I'm getting that pronunciation down. Tell us about your perspective on this. I mean, you've co-founded Panzit, co-founded Better Fort. Is this energy real? Is it going to carry us forward in Fort Wayne?
I mean, it's definitely a good start. I mean, I think in any city with a strong entrepreneurial community, it has to start somewhere. And I think that Fort Wayne is starting to see that in the tech space especially. But I mean, it starts here. It starts with meetups and kind of knowing each other and exchanging stories of, you know, who's out there actively funding these companies and who's willing to give pre-rev funding and who's, you know, who are these guys out there. And once you get a bunch of tech entrepreneurs or what do I want to call, you know, soon to be entrepreneurs or looking to be entrepreneurs, you get them all together and that information that, you know, few meetups are a lot more valuable than you would even expect it when you can trade off stories or information of who's actually out there and who's doing what.
Talk a little more about that community that you're seeing in Fort Wayne. I mean, it sounds like what you're saying, it doesn't even necessarily start with business. It starts with getting to know folks, getting to know your community, the people around you who are interested in some of the things you're interested in.
Well, I mean, definitely don't get me wrong that you have to have a good idea and you have to have a good team behind you. But, I mean, it definitely helps if you have a product and that you need to get that product out and you're not too sure, like, who do you even tell about this product? You can go to, you know, an event or a function that Steve might put together at Founders, and you might go there and be like, hey, this is what I'm doing. And someone will say literally, oh, so-and-so loves this type of work. You might be able to talk to him. Or, oh, you're going to need an attorney. Well, this attorney will do some upfront work at really low costs, or if not pro bono, and you can get that going. Or, you know,
those sorts of connections.
Let me just
jump in there and say, I remember we have a meetup called Vertical Leap, where it's an entrepreneur's meetup once a month. And at one of those back last year, I remember just going from group to group saying, so what do you do? And they tell me, and then I go, oh, well, you need to meet so-and-so over here. And I take them over and introduce them, go to another group, meet them, take them over. It just, those connections and the mentorship that you alluded to, Shane, just amazing here in Fort Wayne. We have a good giving community.
Steve, has that spirit always been here? Is that something that's bubbling up now in the last decade, in the last 5 years? How new is this spirit in this community? From your perspective, I know you've been plugged into this for quite a while.
Yeah, well, before I worked with Founders, I was with the Innovation Center for about 8 years, and I think that the community has always had a giving aspect to it, and I think that there has always been a good culture here of entrepreneurship. Our history certainly looks that way. We were talking at the social media breakfast this morning just about some of the inventions that have occurred here in Fort Wayne historically that people sometimes aren't even aware of, TV, calculator, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The Odyssey video game out of the engineers at Magnavox.
Yep, I remember that.
All sorts of fun stuff.
We're talking about entrepreneurship and the entrepreneurial community here in northeastern Indiana. And we want to hear your stories. If you're thinking about starting a business, feel free to ask a question. If you've started one, share some lessons. What do you wish you'd known before you jumped in? Call us at 800-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. We're going to take just a quick break here. We'll continue the discussion in just a few minutes. Stay with us. It's Midday Matters.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear conversations that you won't hear anywhere else.
Do you understand love?
Well, I understand caring. See, most of my relationships are more intellect, and to me, love is caring.
Posing questions to fascinating people like Temple Grandin and giving them the time to answer on Fresh Air.
Fresh Air, weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
This is John Donvan. When news breaks, you have your own questions that go beyond who, what, where, and when. Talk of the Nation connects you to the people who make the news and gives you an opportunity to get answers to your questions. Join us for Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
This afternoon at 2 p.m. here on WBOI.
Support for this program on WBOI is provided by Reinbold and Anderson, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Take charge of your financial future. More information on Reinbold and Anderson on the web at reinboldandanderson.com. Support for this program on WBOI is provided by Indiana Tech Law School, opening in Fort Wayne, August 2013. Information on admissions and curriculum online at indianatech.edu/law or 855-TECH-LAW.
It's Midday Matters on WBOI Fort Wayne. I'm Sean Beter, along with Susan Burns, and this hour we're talking with Steve Franks and Shane Arujo about entrepreneurship in northeastern Indiana. And we want to hear from you. Tell us your stories about the great successes you've seen in recent years. Maybe you started a business and want to share a few lessons or a few tips with those who might want to be a part of this community coming up. Call us at 800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. We'd love to hear from you this hour.
Yeah, and let's, Sean, let's kind of pick up from Shane's point a little bit earlier with the idea of that critical mass, that community of support. Steve over at the NIC would call it the ecosystem, but what are some of the elements of that community that you also see, Shane?
Well, besides the fact that you need great ideas and a great team behind those great ideas, you also need what a lot of people will call the feeders. You need attorneys and accountants and the people that own these retail spaces or the offices that you need to operate out of. With our personal business, we started out of the house.
Yeah.
But as soon as our clientele started to build and we were adding new vendors and new suppliers and stuff, you can't really have a meeting in your living room. So, we were looking out to get office space, and luckily we ran into Tim Rietdorf, who manages Murphy and Associates. They own quite a few buildings downtown. My business partners and I wanted to be downtown. We believe in Fort Wayne's revitalization of downtown. We believe that Fort Wayne is an awesome place, and we wanted our business to be downtown. So we were up for spending a few extra bucks to do that. Luckily, Tim saw what we were doing, and he didn't cut us an awesome break, but I mean, he gave us, a lot of guys wouldn't even rent to us. We had, we were still pre-rev, pretty much, and there was no reason they should have let us in, but he did, and we pay our rent, and we do it often, so that it works out. And it's people like that that need to add. It takes an attorney that's willing to give up a few hours to maybe give you a few pointers, or an accountant to spend some extra time. And so it's not just the ideas and the team behind the ideas, it's the whole community behind it needs to accept it.
And Shane, you used a term that maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with, pre-rev.
Oh, that's just pre-revenue. So if you have an idea, or you're still getting to the point of launching, say it's with us, we were an online distributor of parts that go into big factories and foundries and stuff. So it took us a while to get the website up and the accounting software together and all that stuff to even accept orders. So that's pre-revenue in our instance there.
Yeah.
Talk just a little bit more, and Steve, feel free to jump into this, but it sounds like what you're saying there is it's not just, so far in this discussion, we've talked mostly about that community of innovators, let's call them, the folks who are actively trying to build a business, sharing ideas within the entrepreneurship community here in Fort Wayne. But you're saying it takes a ring of folks well beyond that community as well, attorneys and realtors and bankers and all these folks.
Oh, and angel investors is one too, especially.
Don't forget the investors.
Yeah, it takes.
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. just spent a week in Boulder talking to a bunch of entrepreneurs and others around the community and entrepreneurial community in Boulder. Dane McDonald from Foundry Group, which is a venture capital organization, said the absolute most important thing in the ecosystem are the angel investors. And the reason for that, he said, was that the first money that you invest in a business is called friends and family. It's your own money or your family's money. When that runs out, if an angel investor hasn't stepped in to help you and carry the business further, two things are going to happen. If without additional money to carry the business forward, it'll probably fail. Secondly, you're going to become bitter and disappointed, and you're going to tell everyone else in the community how entrepreneurship is terrible.
Are you going to resent? You're going to resent what you're actually doing.
So when the angel investors, like the folks that we have here in Fort Wayne with, well, I'm going to say people like Dave Corcoran, people through Elevate Ventures, and people
Main
like
Street.
Main Street, and all the others that are around that are individuals who don't probably want their name actually mentioned on the radio. when they step in to help, what happens is you turn that all around, and all of a sudden everybody feels good about entrepreneurship. You might succeed. You could still fail. Just because you have money doesn't mean you're going to succeed. But at least you now have a chance to do it.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that round of funding. And is it easy to define an angel investor? Because usually I think when people think about venture capital firms, they think Silicon Valley folks investing in Facebook. They think New York companies investing in that region. But an angel investor, it seems to me, is just somebody who believes in your idea and who's willing to put their money where that belief system is, Shane.
Definitely. It's in Fort Wayne. It's a it's still a conservative town, conservative part of the country. The some of the older guys call it the big sky thought too. Is where you'll hear that. It's like an old school slang term for it. But the Elevate Ventures, they're a little bit different. They're based out of Indy, so they're a little bit more forward thinking. You have like Main Street, which is more of like a syndicate of angel investors. They aren't used to seeing some of these tech startups that you'd see on the West Coast and East Coast. So a lot of these these people that do fund projects are more into the people that are already in revenue or, manufacturing facilities and stuff like that. Medical device companies is what you usually see in this area. So, it is going to be a lot harder to get some of the regular old funding groups to look at a more tech savvy company that you're starting.
Steve, is that does that echo your experience? It can be difficult for folks based here to maybe get their business out there, get their hands on some of that money.
I would definitely agree with that, and I would have agreed even more wholeheartedly 5 or 6 years ago. But I think that is starting to change. I think there are people that are more familiar with technology related ventures. And then, of course, there's a lot more to entrepreneurship than tech, but just the same. To name a couple other people that do either angel funds or angel or venture capital funds, I think if you look at the people from Ambassador Specialty Investments, they are familiar with technology. If you look at Stepstone Angels, which is a group that doesn't really have an office here, but Warsaw is close enough, they're familiar as well. And some of the individual angels around here that invested in tech are now on their second or third rounds of tech, so they're more interested in it as well.
We're talking about entrepreneurship in northeastern Indiana on this edition of Midday Matters, and we'd love for you to get in touch. Call us at 800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. We'd love to hear not only your success stories, which are always wonderful to hear. If you ran into some problems when you were starting your business, we'd love to take lessons from those as well. Susan.
Sure. And Steve, as long as we're naming names, and we've talked about tech startups, but you mentioned before the show that there's some other kinds of new business groups that are sort of getting some traction these days.
Well, a couple of things to me that are very exciting about what's going on here in Fort Wayne are the preponderance of food businesses. Take a look at all the new food trucks that have come around. Jumbie's Joint, Brava's with Bo, Affine, those weren't here a couple of years ago, or maybe they just started a couple of years ago. Look at a lot of the apparel-related ventures. I know where and have worked with her, I really love OFAB Swimwear and what Olivia Fabian has done. And if you look at other related ventures around apparel, we have a very strong set of resources around that area. I have no doubt that that area is not going to continue to grow. In tech, we have people like Lee Lemon and Lee Pomerantz that have just purchased a company called IM Radio, imradio.com, and brought it to Fort Wayne, if you will. Allied Payment out at the Innovation Center is growing leaps and bounds, doing some software for the banking industry, which is absolutely cool. They're going to be a huge leader in the banking software industry.
Wow. So it sounds like you're not talking about one sector here. I mean, it's across the board. People are finding new opportunities in this economy, really across the economy, it sounds like.
I think so. And I would say that there are still some areas that we're good at. Maybe not some of the old traditional old school things. Everybody used to talk about advanced manufacturing, for example, and I don't see an enormous lot of activity there. But I do see things and things that, I mean, apparel that comes out of Vera Bradley and related ventures and foods. I don't know. We just happen to be good at food here for some strange reason.
And I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Yeah.
We're talking entrepreneurship on this edition of Midday Matters, and we hope to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, call us at 800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm. We're on Facebook and Twitter as well. And we're talking with Steve Franks from Founders, Shana Rujo, co-founder of Panzit International and co-founder of A Better Ford. We do need to take a quick break for the news. Stay with us. It's Midday Matters.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear conversations that you won't hear anywhere else.
Do you understand love?
Well, I understand caring. See, most of my relationships are more intellect, and to me, love is caring.
Posing questions to fascinating people like Temple Grandin and giving them the time to answer on Fresh Air.
Fresh Air, weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Northeast Indiana Public Radio. I'm Sarah D'Elia with WBOI News. One of Indiana's largest school districts is cutting the hours of 610 part-time teaching aides and cafeteria workers to save money and to avoid providing them health insurance under the federal health care overhaul. Fort Wayne Community Schools Chief Financial Officer Kathy Friend says it's cutting their hours from 30 to 25 each week beginning June 3rd because insurance would have cost $10 million. Beginning in January, large employers must offer health insurance to those who work at least 30 hours per week. Friend told the Journal-Gazette for a story Monday, the insurance matter is, quote, something that almost all employers with part-time employees are trying to resolve. Friend says 230 other part-time employees will keep working 30 hours per week and become eligible for health insurance. Indiana Attorney General Greg Zeller is warning Indiana residents to be cautious of people looking to collect donations intended for Oklahoma's storm victims. Zeller says, unfortunately, when tragedy strikes, so do scammers looking to take advantage of the hearts and wallets of charitable donors. He says people should do research and make contact with a reputable charity. He says people being solicited for donations should ask the caller for written information on the charitable organization, including the charity's name, address, telephone number, mission, and details on how the donation will be used. He also says people should be on the watch for charities with similar sounding names. A legislative committee this summer will study portions of the Affordable Care Act, but as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, Democrats say the most pressing health care issues the state faces aren't on the committee's agenda.
The Health Finance Commission is charged with studying a health insurance exchange and essential health benefits. The exchange is a marketplace for insurers and consumers. The essential health benefits are core provisions the federal health care law mandates basic insurance packages must include, such as emergency services, prescription drug coverage, and mental health care. But the deadlines for state action on those issues have passed, and Governor Mike Pence already decided to cede control of the exchange to the federal government. Still, Indianapolis Republican Senator Pat Miller, who heads the study committee, says the topic is still worth consideration this summer.
The state has the ability to opt in and to take those programs if we choose sometime in the future. And then there's a lot of information we still don't have about what all is going to be covered in some of the exchange plans, what are basic health care coverage that will even be provided for Hoosiers. So I think there are still a lot of questions and a lot of issues to be addressed.
Indianapolis Democratic Senator Jean Brough says the biggest issue the state needs to focus on now is considering expansion of health insurance coverage.
That is something that I think it will be incumbent upon all of us on the Health Finance Committee to insist upon updates and understanding where the state of Indiana is with regard to implementation of the Affordable Care Act.
Brough says she'd also like to see Indiana take control of the health insurance exchange. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
The Fort Wayne Tin Caps spent the holiday in Bowling Green, Kentucky for a three-game series against the first-place Hot Rods. WBOY's Doug Gruber has the results.
Saturday night, the Tin Caps' losing streak went to 5 with a 5-3 loss to Bowling Green. They snapped the losing streak Sunday when the Tin Caps' Max Tissenbaum hit a 2-run, 8th-inning home run for a Fort Wayne come-from-behind 6-5 win. Memorial Day, they wrapped up the series and the road trip with another 1-run win. With the score tied 4-4 in the 8th inning, Jeremy Baltz led off with an infield single, moved to third base on Brian Adams' double, scored the winning run on Stephen Carman's sacrifice fly, and the Fort Wayne 5-4 win. With a two-game win streak, the Tin Caps return to Parkview Field tonight to open a 7-game homestand, the first 3 games against Lansing and then 4 hosting West Michigan. For WBOI News, I'm Doug Gruber.
You're listening to 89.1 FM WBOY Fort Wayne. And now back to Midday Matters.
Minutes before the top of the hour, 1 o'clock, it's Midday Matters on WBOY Fort Wayne. I'm Sean Beter, along with Susan Burns, and we're talking entrepreneurship during this financial focus edition of our program. We hope you'll get in touch with us this hour if you've started a business. We hope you'll share some successes, some failures, some lessons that folks might be interested to hear. You can get in touch with us by calling 800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. We'd love to hear from you this hour. Nobody in the phone bank, so you'll get right through. We're talking this hour with Steve Franks from Founders and Shane Arujo, co-founder of Panzit International and co-founder of A Better Fort. And Shane, we wanted to come back to you because you mentioned, I asked you about titles before the show started, and you mentioned it was a little bit complicated because you had several, but we wanted to talk a little bit about social impact entrepreneurship as well. And for folks who may not have heard much about A Better Fort, tell us first about what the organization is and does.
A Better Fort is actually essentially just a volunteer group. That's what it was started to do. Since then, we've decided to focus on community empowerment, downtown revitalization, and the retention of young talent in Fort Wayne. And how we do that retention, and we try to, is to get kids ages 16 to 26 extremely involved in Fort Wayne. Come up to a few volunteering events. If you have your own event that you would love to put on, or a program or a project that you want to do, you come to us and, you know, we'll look at it, see if we can help, and hopefully champion other people into doing projects. And where a lot of people look at social networking, or not social, but networking groups and networking events, we don't really like to jump into those types of things. So what we think is better, more helpful, is to actually, if you want to network, if you're new to town, you're a transplant, trying to meet new people, get involved. give yourself up to the community, and you will be able to network that way. It's kind of a residual effect of putting yourself out there. So it's really what A Better Fort was based on. Since then, we've had the My City Project last year that turned out into a lot of other facets of that. I know that Weil and I, we teamed up with them to do the My City Summit.
That's the Young Leaders of Northeast Indiana.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I know there's a My City Brew that you can purchase through Matt Anthony's brewery, which is kind of an awesome thing. Those, and then you see the My City pins. A lot of people downtown are wearing them. That is all, stemming from the video that we did, which is so ridiculous because it's just a music video. But, since then we do House for House, which is they closed Block Party down in the 800 block of we call SoCal or South Calhoun, right outside of Pint Slice and the Dash Inn. It's basically a block party with electronic music and
absolutely fun. Go watch the videos online on YouTube. You'll get an idea.
It's a blast. And the $5 you pay in, actually 100% of that goes back into the Matt Anthony Children's Hope House out on the Lutheran campus.
So this is an organization basically that's aimed at bettering the community in a whole lot of ways. But you said over the break here that you didn't really look at it as an entrepreneurial experience, as a startup per se, but it really is. It's a good idea, several good ideas coming together to push that greater good.
And I don't look at it like that because with our personal business with Panzit, it was so many ups and downs and headaches, and there's times where we cheered, we're jumping up, we're so happy, and then there's so many lows, and that's kind of the life of an entrepreneur. And I forget who said it, but they said being an entrepreneur is like jumping off a cliff and then building your parachute while you're falling, and it's really what it was about. And A Better Fort was never like that, and I think A Better Fort was like a more attractive venture than Panzit. I mean,
why?
I don't know. If I always think of it this way, if I'm out and I meet a girl, I'm never going to be like, oh, hey, I sell parts of going to big factories. That's so cool. And then it's like, no, that's not cool at all. But A Better Fort was just a lot more attractive, with the music videos and the street parties and the cool events that we get to be a part of. There's also headaches with that came with that. I'm not going to say there wasn't, but it just moves a lot smoother to do things. And I think it never noticed that we were actually making an impact. And it's still weird when people say that we are making an impact when you're inside of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'd have to step out and look at it. I know that when Steve was in Boulder, he was able to really see the entrepreneurship where there is people that are, high level people that decide, instead of building a company that's going to bring in billions of dollars of revenue, they started some type of community involvement project or company that really actually impacted, an actual group or a city or town. Or I know that you.
So I think there's this whole mindset that some people have that says, first we're going to go make a bunch of money, and then we're going to go do something with that to help mankind, maybe. maybe, yes. But especially among millennials, there is a tendency now to do what I'm going to call impact ventures. And there's a tendency among some of the more older and successful entrepreneurs to do what's called impact investing. And that is to invest not only your money, but your time as a mentor to help someone who is working on a venture that is designed to make the world a better place in some way. It doesn't mean they don't want to make money, but the main venture is to make the world a better place. And I see a strong parallel, by the way, between that and what A Better Fort does in the different projects that it does. So you can continue to not think of it as entrepreneurial, but you are. Seriously.
I want to talk a little bit more about that in just a few moments here, Steve. We do have a few callers on the line I want to get to. And, of course, if you'd like to get in touch with us this hour, we're talking with Steve Franks and Shane Arujo about entrepreneurship. Call us with your success stories, maybe a few lessons we can take away as well. It's 800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. Let's open up the phones here and go to Matthew. Matthew, good afternoon. You're on the program.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to say we are in our first year of business. We are opening year-round vegetable production with the main focus being producing fresh salad greens and spinach in the winter. And it's been a very interesting challenge because it's not just, sitting behind the desk, which sometimes gets overlooked in my field, just because, it's a lot more fun being outside playing in the dirt than doing the book work. But that's been, one of the challenges. And then a lot of this, the initial startup costs, we have renovated a barn to have a sell produce straight from our property, but that's a lot of initial setup costs. But then just trying to budget for a tractor, which we haven't gotten, and we've just used other farmers. So that's for the first year of business, it's been a very challenging road, just because we also have to keep up with Mother Nature, with getting our plants in on time and everything like that. So that's kind of our story.
Matthew, it sounds like, there are, as in any new venture, there are a lot of variables in what you're doing. What has been, maybe the most surprising thing for you? Because you mentioned you'd rather be out playing in the dirt. It sounds like you're pursuing a dream here. But what has been the most surprising part of this first year?
The most surprising thing is we are just a small family farm. It's just really my wife and I, and then we've had just such an outpour of people that are really interested in farming, and they may not know anything about farming, or they may know a lot. And we've had just numerous volunteers come out weekly, bi-weekly, maybe, every month or so. And we've just had so much support from the community. And then the thing that also surprised me is we've done the Fort Wayne Farmers Market downtown throughout the winter. And we'll go to market with 50 bags of spinach and sell out in an hour and a half. So just the amount of people that want our produce has just been, it's just been awesome for us. And we really worked hard to build up our clientele before we even started producing produce. So that was one thing.
Shane is flagging me down here. Shane Arujo, you wanted to weigh in.
Well, right now, you see this in a lot of the bigger cities, is where people need to be aware of what's out there when it comes to this type of food. The fact that someone can go hungry because they're broke is outrageous, if you really think about that. So we appreciate that startup, Matt. That's awesome. And I know that, with A Better Fort, we started this thing called A Better Fort Farms, where it's urban farming. We have been working on this for a couple months now. And, there's a lot of people that do believe in this. And it's a great idea. I mean, the fact that you can grow this stuff on your, people forget about that. It's like, oh, you have that in your yard. I bought that at Meijer. Just ridiculous. But, we appreciate you doing that. And there's always, especially right now, there's a lot of agencies and cool community groups that are able to offer discounted products. Like, I don't know about tractors, but I know like hoop houses and, different type of things you use to farm. So you might just want to be able to get in contact with some of these organizations that focus on environment, on the environment. And they might be able to steer you in a great direction, Matt, of where you can get things, discounted rates, or other, just any products that you guys might be able to use to help you get through the more growing pains.
Matthew, best of luck, and thanks very much for sharing your story.
Well, thank you.
All right. Have a great day. 800-471-9264 is the number to call if you'd like to share your story of entrepreneurship with us this hour. We're looking for success stories for lessons we can learn as well. Steve, it sounds like a—I don't know if you want to ascribe a typical story to a startup, but a lot of it sounds like joy and a lot of unexpected challenges as well.
Typical story. I don't think there is such a thing for entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that the one thing that Matthew had, you know, going for him was he loved to play in the dirt. So he loved his product. He had a passion for what he did. If you don't have a passion for what you do, you might as well go home. So I think that's an important thing. And there are a lot of people like Matthew that start a business because they're passionate about it. Work for, as he said, a year or longer to get it started and to get it going and scratching the proverbial dirt, if you will, for money to keep it going. So I think the typical story is almost the stereotypical story, and that is someone that's enormously passionate about something, spends their time and spends their effort to get it going, spends their time, their talent, convinces other people to help them, convinces other people to give him money to help them, and then maybe is successful.
We have one more caller before we have to go to a break here. Let's open the phones and get Vince on the line. Vince, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Good afternoon. I recently started, or just incorporating real estate and investing, and I know probably immediately saying that people are saying slumlord immediately. So I guess I found a lot of negativity towards that, and especially in the looking for financing because I'm still working and, you know, not making a lot of money. That there's pretty much no financing for that. And so that negativity that goes with it, I don't know, it's just because of all the real estate stuff that's happened in the market. But I'm also finding negativity when talking to people about it and trying to get people interested or just talk to people to get, you know, connections or whatnot. Even though my goal was, one, to create income, which is the reason most people go in business, but to improve the quality of, say, if it's a home, looking at the quality of the home, to improve it or make it better as far as the quality or the marketability of it. So I guess the kind of question is for any of your guests or anybody, is like, where do I find money or a good place to find money? And then for mentoring for something like this, it's not necessarily, you know, something new or something high tech out there.
Steve Franks, maybe we can start with you. That's very often the question with folks starting up. Where can I get the money? And in this case, it sounds like getting money in the face of some prevailing attitudes.
Well, I think I'm going to start by saying, Vince, I don't care what you do, there are going to be haters out there. And no matter what you do, you have to be able to kind of just let them ride off your back and just forget about them. Find me a business that everybody loves everything about it, and, you know, and that's called a fairy tale. It doesn't happen. Since you're dealing with properties, and which is absolutely not my specialty, and I know like nothing about it, I will just say that I'm guessing you have some advantages that those people like Shane starting up a business that didn't have at first a tangible product, or don't, and that you can go to banks and talk to them about financing for property. You may also find that there are other local individuals who like to do that sort of investing. I can't point you to those angels necessarily because they don't. I don't really know a lot of people that work with. Is it residential or commercial properties, Vince?
It's residential at this point. You know, okay. I don't know where it's going to lead.
Okay, but you know, just maybe by hearing this, there'll be some people that are into that sort of thing that might want to partner with you in that regard.
Shane,
actually. Okay. So you're saying, are they in Fort Wayne, these, your properties that you're already investing in?
Well, I'm at the very beginning stages, so I'm still looking for, actually even my initial one, whether it's to turn it over or to, you know, create income as far as getting rent from that. But it would be in the Fort Wayne area just to keep it easy for now.
Well, just to let you know and just to give you something to think about, when you're trying to make a home look better and also, you know, actually just be a higher quality home in an area where there maybe isn't, there are more than you that want to make that place look better. So you might want to look into some of the city's programs that they have for turning in a lot of homes, revitalizing those homes, facade grants, stuff like that, that you can look into. I also know that the state loves seeing people revitalize old buildings and not building new ones.
And another idea, thanks, Shane, and this is Susan with an idea to contact the rental association, apartment rental association here in Fort Wayne. They have some programs for beginning landlords, and they might have some useful information. And thanks so much for calling, Vince.
All right, thank you.
Vince, best of luck. Thanks very much for your call, and have a great day here. We do need to take a quick break here. We'll finish up the discussion when we return. Stay with us. It's Midday Matters.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear conversations that you won't hear anywhere else.
Do you understand love?
Well, I understand caring. See, most of my relationships are more intellect, and to me, love is caring.
Posing questions to fascinating people like Temple Grandin and giving them the time to answer on Fresh Air.
Fresh Air, weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
This program on WBOI is provided by Lake City Bank, offering a range of financial investment and trust services for individuals, businesses, and nonprofit organizations through the Lake City Bank Wealth Advisory Group. Details at lakecitybank.com.
Support for this program on WBOI is provided by Indiana Tech Law School, opening in Fort Wayne, August 2013. Information on admissions and curriculum online at indianatech.edu/law or 855-TECH-LAW.
Minutes before the top of the hour, 1 o'clock, it's Midday Matters on WBOI Fort Wayne. I'm Sean Beter, along with Susan Burns, and today we're talking with Steve Franks from Founders in Fort Wayne and Shane Arujo, co-founder of Panzit International and co-founder of A Better Fort. Gentlemen, we have just a few minutes here to finish up our discussion of entrepreneurship in the region for today anyway. And Steve, before we got to some of our callers, we were talking about social impact entrepreneurship. And Shane had mentioned that you had been out to Boulder to chat with some people. Tell us a little more about that trip and what you picked up.
One of the common conceptions about Boulder is that it is a very, very strong technology community. There are people out there like the Techstars people and the Foundry Group, and they do have a very strong arena there. However, there's a new current of people doing impact investing or impact ventures, sometimes not necessarily just social, sometimes just regular old ventures that just have an impact. If you look at a place called Hub Boulder, H-U-B, Hub Boulder, you'll find that there are a number of companies that work out of there that do this exact same thing. The whole idea is that I don't care what industry you work in, if you're trying to make the world a better place, you're welcome, and you're doing something called an impact-related venture. It doesn't have to be a social service agency sort of thing. It doesn't have to be a charity. It just means that you're making something that's going to send the world better. I talked to a gentleman out there that's making a hardware device to basically improve energy use. Good idea of a great impact venture.
And this seems like a, and Shane, weigh in on this as well, if you like. But Steve, this seems like kind of a fundamental change, maybe. Not that this this spirit hasn't always been there, but folks saying, I want to build a startup that changes the world in this specific way. It creates hardware or software that helps. Helps manage energy better, or helps feed the hungry, or help house folks who may not be able to afford it. That seems like a kind of a switch on that fundamental entrepreneurial idea.
I think you're absolutely right. There was this gentleman I met whose name is Teju. He's one of the founders of a thing called the Unreasonable Institute, who another one of their co-founders talked at TEDx here 3 years ago. And Teju says, you know, I look to the mountains here in Boulder, and when I see the mountains here in Boulder, it reminds me that I can do something that's greater than myself, that I could make something that's majestic and that is sustainable and that is going to be here a long time and leave a mark on the world. And I see that attitude among many of the younger generation, millennial entrepreneurs, not only in Boulder but also here.
We have to pause the discussion here for now. We're out of time. Steve Franks, from Founders, thank you very much for joining us on Midday Matters once again.
Thank you.
And Shane Arujo, co-founder of Panzit and co-founder of A Better Fort, we appreciate your time
hey,
as well.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Susan Burns, we have just about 90 seconds here in the program, but we wanted to let our listeners know about a pretty cool opportunity we have coming up.
Right, Sean. Next week, we're going to take a little different approach to the show. We're going to pre-record it because we've learned in our conversations with financial planners in the community that the live call-in is a little bit of a wild card that's a problem for them in terms of their ability to provide the kind of information that they want to provide.
And so, their desire not to get cracked down on by the SEC.
Yeah, there's that little bit too. So what we want to do is invite you, our listeners, to call in this week at your convenience and leave a message, or there's always that Facebook post, or send us an email to middaymatters@nipr.fm with questions that you would like to ask about how to choose a financial planner. What do you wonder about the people who are the certified professionals in this field, and we'll pose them to our guest and have a discussion with your input, but not a live input.
And we'll be talking about a number of topics here, but it's all things personal finance in that next edition
Indeed.
Of the show.
From experts. Who are certified experts.
And so if you'd like to get in on that conversation, as we mentioned, it is pre-recorded, so you have to get your questions and comments in early. Call us at 800-471-9264. Make sure you mention that this is for the pre-recorded Midday Matters Financial Focus. You can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm. We'll put a Facebook posting up as well, or you can always send us a tweet at Midday Matters. For Susan Burns, I'm Sean Beter. This is Northeast Indiana Public Radio, WBOY Fort Wayne and WBKE North Manchester.